One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Let's begin with the book of Genesis, because now we're dealing with creation. You can't talk about creation until you go to the very beginning. See, you want to know how such things are done, principles. First principles. So I'm going to be reading to you from Genesis chapter number 1. From verse 1, he says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's remarkable. At least we can see that God is a creator. He says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you can put you in a position in life where you will never lack. And you will always be in abundance. So in verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He did. And then it says, and the earth was without form and void. The earth was shapeless, formless, and empty. And then it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, when you study this portion of the Bible, it is evident that there's a great difference between verses 1 and 2. We've emphasized this many times before, that the description of the earth in verse 2 doesn't seem to measure up with the description of what God might have created in verse 1. Because it says, God created the heaven and the earth. Have you seen it? Okay. That's in verse 1, right? And in verse 2, and the earth, read it. Read it one more time. And God said, read again. Let there be. Let there be light. You know, in our everyday communication, it will sound like he's telling somebody, let there be light. The Hebrew doesn't say let there be light. It says light be. Do you get it? Be, that means come into existence. And It happened. Amen? Okay. So, if you look at verse 2, go back to verse 2. It says, and the earth was without form and void. It was formless and empty. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, there's darkness over it. It's empty. It's formless. But the first manifestation of God we find is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 says, in the beginning, God, he uses the word Elohim. And Elohim is a Hebrew word that is plural for God. Okay? It connotes the plurality of the personality of God, meaning that even though he's one God, this indicates he's probably more than one person in the Godhead. So he says, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Then he goes to verse 2 to say that the Spirit of God now is clear to us as to who this personality is. He is the Spirit of God. So in the Godhead, we have identified one person. And this one person is the Spirit of God, who is also called the Holy Spirit. So he says, the Holy Spirit, this is the first manifestation we find, the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God moved, that means hovered. The word is to brood upon, to incubate over, to hover over, all right? He hovered over or upon the earth. Like if you found a cloud over this congregation now. And you'd say there was a cloud hovering over the people. Okay? So the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. So that's the number one. I'm taking you too fast. Let's look at it again first, verse 2, because I'm moving to verse 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, because everything had also been covered with water. That's why he says, darkness was upon the face of the deep. He calls it the deep, because it was all covered with water. Now the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the water. Okay? Then in the third verse, now, creation begins. Interestingly, the Bible doesn't really tell us here that this is creation. What it shows us is a recreation, as it were. Now, this is important because, you know, sometimes there are people who look at the Bible and they say, well, how could you say that this was how God created the earth? And they try to contradict us. But the truth is, they're ignorant. That Genesis account of creation is not the original creation. What the Bible says was it was a replenishing. It was a recreation, actually. Okay? Because from verse 2, there's a great difference. Something happened that made it formless and void, empty. It was not created to be empty. God didn't create the earth to be empty. Something made it empty. I'll show that to you tomorrow. So the point is, when God began to say, let there be this and let there be that, except and unless you found a place where he said God specifically created something, that was not a new creation. For example, when he says, let there be light, he wasn't creating light. Meaning, they been liked before. Okay, have you seen that? Because when he created light, he told us what exactly he created. Now, maybe we should run through just a little bit, right? Okay, God said, let there be light, and there was light. But notice something. The first thing we found, the Spirit of God, the first manifestation of God, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit hovered over the earth. Then God said. Now, in the Old Testament, every time you find God without the special identification of whether it is the Spirit of God who did or an angel of the Lord, then you know he means the Father. Okay? He's often addressed that way, as God. Now, when the Holy Spirit is addressed, he would use several terms like the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit, and sometimes he's even called an angel of the Lord. The context will let you know whether it's an ordinary angel or it's the angel of the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, so here when it says, and God said, let there be light. He says, and there was light. Go to verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Isn't that wonderful? Because it's evening and morning. We say morning and evening. I told you, God doesn't start from light into darkness. No, he says evening and morning. Your day starts out in evening and goes into morning. That's the way God looks at things. So your day is into brightness. But man thinks differently. He says morning and evening. So his day starts bright and ends dark.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.